You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Lord, I thank you for your blessed water, but can we get just a mini break?
For real, though, we need some type of sunny days or something.
Day two after the F4 category tornado touchdown, causing severe damage, particularly in Linwood and other parts of Leavenworth County in Kansas. Several people were hurt during this event. And right now, as people are picking up the pieces, if you've been so inclined to want to help, you can donate supplies to Bayshore Linwood High School. They're looking for bottled water, trash bags, and cleaning supplies. If you want to drop it off at the fire department in Eudora, they'll drop it off at the school for you. The Red Cross is also accepting financial donations to assist in this disaster. You can go to kprs.com or text Red Cross to 90999.
Saw a picture that was put up. I believe it was off of your social media. Hey, Shay Moore. And I understand that tornado was a mile long or wide?
Yes.
Good Lord.
And it was surrounded by rain. Like, in the middle was the tornado, and then there was just rain all around it.
It's like some Independence Day stuff, the movie.
There are changes happening in our climate.
Yeah, I said that last week, and you denied my report.
The instance that you said I had questions with, this is a clear indication. Like, literally. I'm start thinking about, you know, the Bible verses I've read about these weather events, and oh my Lord, you know, but I've been hearing this my whole life. Is we in the last days?
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, we just gotta take control and make sure our environment is good, because, you know, some of this stuff is man-made, to be honest.
Most of it is man-made, and I'm wondering if we're too far gone. The next generations to come, are they going to be able to repair the damage that we've done? Speaking of damage.
What?
I had to get...
You okay?
I had to get my tooth filled yesterday.
Everything go okay? You don't have... You still got your joints?
You know. All of my teeth are still in my head.
Okay, good. Because you know when you get to your mid-30s, late, you know, somewhere around there...
I'm not in my late 40s. I heard you try to go there, but I'm not.
I'm not saying you know you there yet.
But like, if I was, it would still be all good.
I'm just saying, some people start, you know, they get them joints taken out. You know,
well, you know that mouth, side piece be the first one that go. The one right next to your front teeth.
Yeah.
That's the first to go, but mine is still in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, everything checked out, though? You all right?
Yeah, I was just going to get my teeth cleaved. Shouts out to my dentist, Dr. Bizarre. And they said it was old.
Dr. Bizarre. Like that's their real last name.
Yeah. His son Michael listens to the show. His wife.
Hey y'all.
They asked me about Cece too, because their kids go to Raypak.
Hey, and Cece.
Cece graduated last week, Brian. I was on my socials last night, and I got to do better about looking at my inbox all the time, because she invited us to
graduation party or something?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I just saw it last night, and it was on the 23rd.
Well, Cece, there are major things coming your way. You hear me?
So let's put a couple dollars together in a card and get it to her.
All right. I'll put in $1 and you put in 99, all right?
That'll work. I ain't mad with that. Cece deserves it.
Yeah. Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s with a passing morning shower. But right now, you're sunny at 59, at least some. Shade, what's poppin'?
Found out who is going to be hosting the BET Awards.
And who is that?
Girls Trip actress Regina Hall.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
Woo. Why you say thank God?
Because I thought you were finna say Tiffany Haddish. Like, fam, I can't take 4 hours of that. I loved her. I wanted to do well, but...
Oh, my
God. It's just some people, you know, you can only take small dosages of. All
right. Make sure you tune in at 9 o'clock hour to get qualified for our BET Awards Fly Away.
Girl.
Good news coming out of Jeopardy world. The host, Alex Trebek, is reporting that his stage 4 pancreatic cancer is doing very well. His tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%.
My dog! That makes me happy.
You know, cancer is the absolute worst. For those of us who have experienced family members affected by it, it's just something that changes your life.
Oh, definitely.
And the lives of your loved ones.
Absolutely. It changes everything for everybody. So I'm so happy that my man Alex Trebek is doing a little bit well. Now we need a full recovery.
That's right. He thanked his fans by saying, quote, "I've got a couple of million people out there who have expressed their good thoughts, their positive energy directed towards me and their prayers.
Yeah.
I told the doctors this has to be more than just the chemo, and they agreed it could very well be an important part of this. I've got a lot of love out there headed in my direction and a lot of prayer, and I will never, ever minimize the value of that."
We're going to keep praying for you, Alex.
That's right.
My dog.
I'm praying that T.I. and Kodak Black really put that beef to rest over, you know, the Nipsey Hussle, Lauren London kerfuffle.
Yeah, that probably ain't going to happen, Shay.
I hope so.
So Tiny Harris, who of course is Tip's wife, was involved in a recent interview, and they asked her about how to stay out of, you know, Tip's beefs.
I try not to get in Tip's rants and all of that, but you know, I know he's a very strong, opinionated person, and he's gonna say how he feel, and he's very close to Nipsey, so he took it very personal. I hate when he goes on his, you know, when he has to feel like he needs to step in, but I mean, that's what he does. So, you know, I just sit back and let him handle it. I don't even, you know, I don't get in the middle of it. I don't really listen to half of the stuff that's going on, and I just let him do what he's doing because he's running it, you know, and I'm just gonna fall back because I know he got me.
I know that's right.
That Southern drawl is strong, boy.
Hey, Till.
Good look. I know they gonna handle it.
Until half of the stuff is going
half
on.
Half of the stuff that going on. I already know he finna do it. Go ahead. She's a sweet lady. People be trying to drag her about her looks. But
I like Tiny.
She is a sweethearted person.
She is. She looks like Smokey Robinson a little bit, but I love Tiny.
Ryan.
Well, she got the eye surgery. You remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah. But she's a really sweet lady. And I think she's beautiful. And her man thinks she's beautiful.
And that's all
that matters.
That's right.
And he done took her out the game. Yeah. She ain't got to do nothing.
That's right. You're beautiful, Lord, Tiny.
When somebody going to take me out this game?
Just don't look Tiny in the eye. Or else, you know, something might happen. You might get hypnotized or something.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I heard y'all talking about cancer. My sister passed away almost 10 years ago, and we didn't get to spend that last time together because we was mad at each other. Mm. And when I got the chance to see her, it was too late. So, you know, that's kind of why I'm mad. That cancer is just killing all our people. No matter what color you are, it's killing you.
What's your name, brother?
Rob.
Rob, talk to the people about mending relationships, people who may be driving to work or taking kids to school who are not speaking to their loved ones right now.
If you got a family member out there that you ain't talking to and you know they're going through it, try to mend it because you never know when it's going to take that person out or when they're going to leave this earth. And with me and my sister, you know, we didn't talk for like 2-3 months because of something that was petty. And she had got rid of her cancer at first and it came back. And if you got family out there that you mad at or you beefing it, y'all need to mend that relationship because the time that you have or the time that you need could be cut short, real short.
Well, fam, we're going to pray for peace for you and pray that your sister is living through you and your family, all right?
All right, my man.
Have a good one, dog.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
KPRS.com, that's the place you need to go to submit your questions for conversations with the candidates.
Yeah.
Jolie Justice, Quentin Lucas, both will be on the show June 11th and 12th. to discuss why they want to be the next mayor of Kansas City.
Already got a couple questions in the inbox.
Oh, we have.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these questions are type aggressive. Did you see the one that we got yesterday?
What you gonna do with these potholes, fam? For real.
So, voting is of optimal duty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So yesterday, special counsel Robert Mueller made a surprise appearance before reporters. First time he had talked to the American public since he began the Russia investigation 2 years ago into Donald Trump's campaign, possible collusion with Russian forces to impact our presidential election. Mm. He had quite a bit to say, and he did not exonerate Donald Trump.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Mm. Basically, the way I interpreted that, he did something, but we can't charge him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to go back with my family, and I ain't doing this no more. Y'all can read the report yourself. I said what I said.
Nobody finna read 500 pages of that. Whew. Yeah, you know, I'm just tired of the scandal in the White House. We've been dealing with this for almost 3 years now, and it's just mentally draining and tiring every day. Coming from 8 years of not having much of that at all.
One word. Vote.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One look, yesterday, Kansas City Zoo, elephant escaped from its enclosure.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Can you imagine walking down like Slope Park or something, or, you know, 63rd Street, and you see this elephant coming?
Yup. You know what I'm going to do?
Oh, okay. That's a Delta Sigma Theta.
Yes.
Okay.
So a study was released saying that poorer families spend $600 more on prom than wealthier ones.
Hmm. Interesting.
They said the household income of less than $25,000 spend about $1,393 for the prom.
$1,000?
Compared to those who make more than $50,000, they plan to spend about $799.
Just for the prom?
If you've got a girl, it can get up there. The dress, the shoes, the hair, the jewelry.
Yeah.
Then, you know, sometimes, you know, you need to get a car, the tickets, pictures, food.
Yeah, it adds up, but I didn't think $700 for a teenager.
And all the girls are getting professional makeup.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't have professional makeup when I went to the prom.
You just had the little dip and dab. The little...
I had what my mother had in the house. Because I didn't wear makeup.
Right.
There was no, you might have ran down on Fashion Fair or something in the mall and let them sample something on you.
To be honest, a lot of you ladies look good with just lip gloss, right? And some good lotion.
I ain't never seen you like no pictures on Instagram with lip gloss and good lotion.
Do you watch me on Instagram every day, yes, all day?
No, I, indeed don't. I do.
Anyway.
So the question today is, how much did you spend on prom, either yourself or for your kids? And why do you think that people with not a lot of money spend so much?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s with the AM shower on the way right now. You are sunny at 59 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Ralph Carter, the militant from the projects. He played Michael Evans on Good Times. He's 58.
He was kind of annoying on Good Times.
Making the rent when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good time. Easy credit ripoffs. Good time.
Scratching and surviving.
Paying in the child line. Is hanging in the child line.
Oh, I thought it was hanging in a jury.
CeeLo Green from the group Goody Mob. Woo! And Gnarls Barkley. I didn't know he's 45.
Mm-hmm.
And female rapper. We ain't gotta say female. We can just say rapper. Remy Ma.
Now you gotta die.
39.
That's Sheik the boy. Hey, happy birthday everybody born on May 30th.
Boy, look, 50 Cent. Whew. I ain't borrowing 50 Cent from 50 Cent.
No.
So he took to his socials to eat the rotimi over some money that he says he owes to the tune of $300,000.
Lord, I want that too.
So Rotimi said, I don't owe that money.
The f*** you talking about, I owe 50 money, 50 Cent, I owe money. Listen, bro, I don't owe 50 money. The thing is, my record number one, I just bought a crib. I'm taking care of my family, everything. So the fact that I'm hearing this, man, like, why now? Why wait till Walk With Me is number one on the R&B charts? Why would you wait till my project's number one on the R&B charts to bring something up like this, bro? I don't owe you, bro. You know, so crazy.
Because you got money now if you went to number one. Yeah.
I've never even heard of this project from him.
I looked it up last night. Because I thought, well, I was like, he got an album out.
Number one, fam? Okay.
On the R&B charts.
Okay.
That's a little different from the, you know, the whole chart.
I know.
So Snoop Dogg became concerned because, of course, Rotimi's on Power.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the last season.
50, I'm going to pay you what Rotimi owe you, cuz. Because I don't want him to get killed on Power. I think you're going to kill him next. Because he owe you money. Don't kill him. I'm going to pay him for you. How much he owe you, cuz? Let's talk about it.
Y'all love that show that much?
Oh, it's good.
This is the last season of
this
that, though?
This is the last season.
It just started, like,
this is like
a
the
couple
sixth
years
season.
Ago.
Mm-mm, this is like the sixth season.
Oh, okay.
It's the sixth season.
You going to miss it?
No, because, you know, I'm able to move on. No. But I liked it while
Shay
it lasted.
Shay is able to detach herself.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I just...
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I want to speak to the kids at Warford Elementary today for their career day.
Oh, I was there.
I was there too for the reading thing.
Reading to the kids.
Mm-hmm. This time I'm going to talk about my career.
Yes.
Back in the Stone Ages when...
When those Stone Ages stopped it.
People were dropping quarters in phone booths.
That wasn't that long ago. Because I was... doing that too. My grandma always said, keep a quarter with you at all times. Before cell phones, youngins, everybody didn't have cell phones till about 03, 04. That's when everybody had them.
My high school career was a good one. I went to 3 proms. I really enjoyed myself.
3?
Mm-hmm.
Most people go to 2.
I wore black 1 year. I wore like a cream and gold color my senior year. Mm. And then I wore a white dress my junior year.
Junior year, with my girlfriend at the time, we wore, it was a black tux with the vest, and it was...
Was that that green vest?
No, I've never had a green vest, thank you. Okay. It was a light purple. It looked very good, I liked it.
Lavender.
Wasn't lavender. The second year, that's when I had my Harold Pinter's joint. Mm-hmm. I ain't get
with
a gold
the free
chain.
Gold chain. Oh. No.
Yes.
You know, prom was a big deal, but we just didn't drop the kind of money. Yeah. I got my dress made, but I think I spent like $150 on it, $200 at the most.
Yeah. To rent the tux was probably about $100, and then we went to the Peppercorn Duck Club.
What is that? It
was downtown. I'm not sure if it's still there or not. I tried duck for the first time, and they gave me matches with my name on it. It was customizable
no,
matches.
They didn't.
Yes, they did. My daddy set it up. Reservation for two.
Look at your daddy got you looking old school. He said, I'm going to tell you how to impress the young lady. Uh-huh. Take her to the Peppercorn Duck Club.
That's exactly what happened. And got a corsage. And yeah, it's probably about $250 to $300, somewhere around there.
So we're finding out that people with less money,
and we was broke,
are spending more money on prom than those who make double their income.
Yeah.
And so that lends the question, why do you think that's taking place? Christopher Glenn on our Facebook page, he put up the definition of inferiority complex, which says a lack of self-worth, doubt and uncertainty, and feelings of not measuring up to standards. Mm. It is often subconscious, and it is thought to drive afflicted individuals to overcompensate, resulting either in spectacular achievement or extreme asocial behavior.
Yeah, this is a deep thing.
I think part of it has to do with us as kids not really having a lot, Brian. Mm-hmm. And wanting to make sure that the next generation has what we didn't have. Mm. But this generation is not missing things. I think they're missing time, attention, and love. But that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, it's real deep.
What are your thoughts on this?
People with no money try to make it look like they have money by spending more of their money and end up being broke afterwards anyway.
Why do you think that is, though?
Acceptance. Hmm. They want to feel like they're a part of the upper class, quote unquote. So I guess to look the part means you feel like you are the part.
Did you go to prom in high school?
I did.
And how much do you think you spent?
I probably only broke about probably $300. That's including dinner and everything.
And what year you graduate from?
I graduated in 2005.
Yep. See, that's I graduated in 2003, and that's right around my price range as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I think nowadays it's just younger kids have more access to like adult things. Like she said, professional makeup, mm-hmm. custom made gowns and dress. Like I didn't see a lot of, you know, things like cleavage and mm-hmm. slits and stuff when I was in school.
JCPenney outlet.
Oh man. All right, what's your name, fam?
My name is Keith.
Thank you, brother. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Oh, my dad. When y'all gonna hook a brother up with some men for the prom?
When you ask me in English, I'll answer you.
Talking about that prom, they say poor families spend $600 more on prom than wealthier families.
You know, Shay, we often see these memes about Bill Gates and what he wears. You don't see a Gucci belt, a Louis belt, none of that on him. Usually it's like clothes from Target or whatever. But then you'll take a hip-hop artist, and, you know, you'll see the belts, the Gucci shoes, you know, all of that stuff. And Bill Gates' worth is, you know, billions of dollars, and the artist's worth is, you know, in the thousands. So I think that speaks to this, and it's a real deep-rooted issue.
Dennis on our Twitter page said people pay money to have great memories.
That too. Yeah, I agree with that.
CC on Facebook said, I spent $300 for everything. People overspend to be the talk of the town and possibly get on the Shade Room. Who cares if you go broke doing it?
Mm. I mean, is an Instagram post on the Shade Room worth it?
You know, we do the prom slay on our Facebook page, and the dresses and the suits, they are absolutely beautiful. And you can see that the parents are really proud
right.
of their kids. You know, we're in a society where we've become so casual. Is it wrong for a parent to want to see their child dressed up, looking nice, you know, and is it wrong to put that dollar behind it, baby?
Not necessarily, I don't think, but you got to live within your means, all right? It's not worth you missing a payment on your car or the light bill or any of that, you know? So as long as you can afford it within your means, I think it's okay.
What do you say?
The parents who have more money who don't spend as much are the smart ones because they're not trying to play keeping up with the Joneses like everybody else. Like, my daughter went to prom, $20 for the ticket. She bought her dress because I wasn't going to buy it. She was working. I made her buy her own dress. She bought it secondhand, and she did her own hair and makeup, and she looked beautiful, and nobody could tell. Teach your kids how to make their own money and be responsible for the things that they want, and, you know, don't be trying to keep up with everybody else and waste money.
I bought my own prom dresses, too.
Yeah, she's old enough to get a job, and she saves her money, and she was happy to buy her own dress. You teach your kids how to do stuff like that, you're not going to be wasting your money, and you're not going to be spending hundreds of dollars on a dress she's going to wear one time.
Thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking about the amount of money that people are spending on prom for their kids. About $600 more on people who are making half the money of their counterparts on making sure that the kids look good.
Shay, I'll be seeing some of these pictures that, you know, we'll post up for the prom sleigh every year. And it's a little extravagant for young kids. And I wonder, you know, do they really understand the money at that point? Do they understand the value of a dollar? You know, I know every parent has their own set of rules and how, you know, their own work ethic. You know, sometimes I wonder if they would make their kids work for that. You know what I'm saying?
I think parents derive pride in being able to show their kids off and say, look what I did for my child. Look what I was able to provide them, especially if you grew up with not a lot.
And sometimes
that's why my nieces and nephews are super spoiled. We overcompensated for what we didn't have, man, and gave them.
Sometimes I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I honestly don't. And you know, that might speak more to the parents than the kids out of our own insecurities.
On the comments on this particular story, some people were saying that possibly because young people are not getting married as much, that maybe the parents are trying to throw a big celebration for them because maybe there won't be a wedding in the future. So this is their last time to really, you know, go hammer.
It's a lot of theories in this, Shay. It's really a case by case basis.
I don't believe in going broke for something, but if you plan for it and you save, that's one thing.
Yeah.
We'll leave you with the last thought on this.
I grew up with not a lot of money, but I worked hard at school. And when it came for prom time, you know, my parents wanted to show me that appreciation for going to school, making good grades. And when it came down for prom, they were down to do whatever. And I just think that a lot of people out here whose kids didn't really get a lot of money to go to prom or whatever, well, maybe they just didn't deserve it. You know, yeah, their parents were rich or whatever, but they were being Scrooge McDuck, you know. And my parents knew that this was the last opportunity they was going to have to show me, you know, a good time before I hit going to college. And they just wanted to give a good time. Like with my kid does great at school. And if it gets to the point where he wants to go to prom, I'm going to go all out because I know this might be the last time he ever has some free fun. And my parents, they met me halfway. You know, I rented my car. I got my tux. They did everything else. You know, they didn't really have to do that much because I had that go-get-it mentality. But these kids that don't work, they get everything. They got free Wi-Fi. Yeah, you're going to get... you're going to get...
Back in our day, we had to dial up. We didn't have no free Wi-Fi. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, brother, for calling. Have a good day.
All right. Hot 103.
Yeah.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s with a passing AM shower. Right now, you are sunny in 62 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
We're going to be sending somebody to L.A. for the BET Awards. Keep listening for your chance to get qualified. Plus for that birthday cash.
That's next hour.
Yep. When you get qualified, you're going to see Regina Hall because she's hosting the 2019 BET Awards next month.
Well, she is fine.
You think she going to be able to be funny and engaging and stuff? Because she's an actress.
Hope they got some good writers. I like Regina Hall, though. I like her spirit.
We interviewed her last year,
yes,
I think.
Yes, we did, boy. She look good, boy.
Oh, Lord.
She do.
Jordan Woods, you remember her. She's the one caught up in that kerfuffle with Tristan Thompson and...
I don't blame you, Tristan.
Khloe Kardashian.
I don't, boy.
She's making her acting debut on the upcoming season of Grown-ish.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Sometimes you can be caught up in some drama and it turned out the right way.
Yeah, and it's turning out the right way for her.
I think Jada Pinkett Smith got in there and turned that thing around for her.
I hope so.
Well, you know, Uncle Will and Aunt Jada coming to the rescue.
Trying to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? It's good to have friends in high places. You feel me?
Cat Williams is accusing former employees of embezzling $59 million.
He made that much?
He says that he owns everything, that all of the specials he puts out, he owns them. He's distributing them himself. So he kept each quarter of his money.
Whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby. Please.
I can't. Why did you play that? I am a journalist. I am trying to do my job that Mr. Carter brought me here to do.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby, baby back. Hazel, bring back them Marie Hibbs.
Yo, he funny though.
I like Cat Williams for the most part.
One time I was out of town, and so I put on your Netflix and watched all the Cat Williams specials.
For real?
Oh yeah, he got several Netflix specials and they are hilarious.
Hey man,
you gotta enjoy your own Netflix. You pay the bill, but you don't watch
it. I just don't, like, it ain't nothing on there. Like, I want to see old movies. I don't want to see all this new stuff.
They do have old stuff. You have to search, Brian.
Whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby. Please.
Not doing you. Good news coming from Jeopardy. The host, Alex Trebek, says that his stage 4 pancreatic cancer is improving.
Oh, yeah, that's some good news, man. We gotta have Alex.
He said that his tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%.
That's my dog,
man. And that he is, quote, near remission.
We gotta continue to pray for Alex. We need him at 100%, all right?
I'm trying to tell you, they've been putting mad hip-hop references.
For real?
Into
Seriously.
Jeopardy as of late.
And we ain't had that, you know, so this, you know, that's something new. And something that I appreciate. And I know my man Alex, he had a hand in that. I know he did.
You know, cancer's a real thing, boy. There's so many people right now all over the town who are dealing with family members who have it or themselves may be suffering with it. And we're praying for each and every last person that's out there right now. And we hope that remission comes sooner than later.
Amen, Shay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.